Hello.
Hi, this is Misha from Customer Service returning your phone call.
Hi, my name's Justin Deaver. I looked on my bank account. I have two orders coming from you guys. It's pending right now. And I did not order anything from you guys. I didn't know if there's a way we can end that before anything gets sent out.
Can I have your zip code, please?
My what?
Your zip code.
50138.
Thank you. One moment while I look at your account. And can I, could you verify your address, please?
1802 Nevada Drive.
Thank you very much for the information. And I see that you have placed an order for the Enhanced RX and the Boost RX. Those products there help increase your stamina as well as your sex drive. So let me explain to you so you know how those charges came about. When you place this order, sir, you enroll yourself into a 14-day trial. You paid the shipping and handling to get the product to you and the trial started. It does state in the terms and conditions that you have agreed to. It's a 14-day trial. For some reason, if you do not like the product, you have to call and cancel within the 14 days. If you did not cancel within the 14 days, you will charge the full amount for that product you already received, as well enroll in AutoBill and AutoShip. So that's how those charges came about, sir. And have you tried that product out?
No, I know nothing about this product. I don't know what I enrolled in. I haven't ordered any type of fitness or whatever it is, I guess.
Did you receive the product to your house on April the 28th?
I guess what would it look like, I guess. I have no idea. I have no idea. I've never ordered anything. From the what I looked up online, what you guys are selling, I haven't ordered anything like that.
Do you remember placing the order where you paid $4.97, $5.97 to get the product to you?
I've never done that.
And you didn't, did you receive the package? Because I just tracked and it said it was delivered to the address that you provided to me on April the 28th. Did you receive the package to your house on April the 28th?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, unless my son got it and didn't tell me, but I've never ordered anything, never
And
received anything.
what's your email address, sir?
It's deverswildlifecontrol@gmail.com.
So are you saying this account a fraud account?
I don't know. I never ordered this before that I'm aware of unless my son got on my computer at home and ordered something.
And do you know your son's email address?
I don't even know if he has one. He's 12 years old. Is this a like so this would be a monthly thing that would happen?
This is a monthly thing. You'll receive a product every 30 days.
Okay, how do I cancel that?
Okay. So that's why I'm trying to help you, sir. That's why I keep asking, do you consider this account, is this account a fraud account? So I know how to get you over to the next department so they could better assist you, because you said that you don't know nothing about this account. You didn't receive the product. So are you saying this account is a fraud account?
I would believe so, yes, because I've never done anything with this.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is get you over to our fraud department so they can better assist you. Just allow me a few seconds while I get everything set up for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, sir, just a few more seconds and then I have you all transfer over. So just allow me a few more seconds, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, sir, you can be connected over. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day. One moment while you be connected.
Thank you.
You're welcome.